With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Senators have reached a deal to end the government shutdown. Bernie Bennett has this report.
The agreement, which was negotiated in part by GOP senators as well as Democrats Angus King, Jean Shaheen, and Maggie Hassan, has more than enough members of the Senate Democratic Caucus to advance, according to two people granted anonymity to discuss the terms. The Senate is poised to vote later Sunday night to advance the House past stopgap, which will later become the vehicle for a larger funding deal. As part of the agreement, Senate Majority Leader John Thune is promising Democrats a vote in December to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies that are due to expire at the end of the year. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The USDA reports that in fiscal year 2024, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, served an average of some 42 million people monthly. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
The Committee to Unleash Prosperity says the assistance program grew by 40% since the Biden administration took office in 2021. Economist Steve Moore with the committee is astonished and angry.
If you're not either looking for a job or you're in a job, we're not giving you free stuff.
Moore is appalled that one of eight families in America now use what he calls taxpayer handouts to put food on their table in the richest country in the world. He blames blue states, which he says have ignored work requirements, and purple areas, he says, that have essentially no work requirements. Ken Lorman reporting.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged massive attacks on each other's power grids. Several regions in Ukraine lost power on Sunday after Russia launched what Ukrainian officials called the largest strike against power plants since Moscow began its invasion of that county. Kyiv responded with a major drone counterattack that knocked out energy plants in a Russian city. This is SRN News. Democrats have a problem with religious Americans.
Analysts are calling it the God gap. The fact that if you're a person of faith, you're a lot more likely to vote Republican, and if you're non-religious, you're a lot more likely to vote Democrat. It's a pretty serious numbers problem for the latter party, because despite the broad general decline in Christianity in this country, the vast majority of people describe themselves as religious, and you still can't build a winning coalition with just atheists and agnostics. Michael Harrington reporting.
Analysts say a growing number of Americans are joining Quaker churches. They are still a tiny minority of the general U.S. population, but Quakers have been here for centuries. The Religious Society of Friends, best known as the Quakers, originated in 17th century England. William Penn was an English Quaker who founded Pennsylvania following the faith's emphasis on religious tolerance. This is SRN News. Switzerland's government is looking for a shout-out from UN Cultural Agency UNESCO to include the tradition of yodeling on its list of tangible cultural heritage.
The Swiss feel the yodel is the popular form of singing.
We change between head voice. This is... We do it most time with the vowel oo in combination.
Teacher Nadia Rass says yodeling is distinctive because of its vocal technique.
We do it with the vowel oo. Very typical is when we change between these two.
The UN classification is meant to raise public awareness of yodeling.
I think really we have five languages. We have the fifth, the yodel.
Rass says one of her life goals is when she dies, every school child in Switzerland will be in contact with yodeling during their primary school time. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at srnnews.com.